Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. We got about 3 minutes to go here before tip-off of this boys' West Valley League action between the number two ranked Dayton Pirates, and they are in first place in the West Valley League, and the number 11 ranked Amity Warriors. Unlike the girls' side, there's not nearly the discrepancy between the top-ranked teams and like the 10 through 12, 13th kind of right in there. The boys' side of 3A basketball is very, very competitive in the top 13, 14 teams or so, somewhere in that neighborhood. And it's a 19-1 record by Dayton may belie a more dominant type of thing. They defeated number two Western Mennonite by 3. They had a 6-point win against Amity. And they've had some other close games along the way. Their one loss this year was De La Salle North Catholic by 9, and De La Salle's ranked number one in the state. But they had a couple other tight matchups. They beat Salem Academy by 5. Salem Academy, to best of my knowledge, not ranked in the top 12. I don't think they're ranked 20th. Dayton also had I thought there was one more kind of close game on their repertoire, maybe not. But this is a great defensive team. These Dayton Pirates are not the run-and-gun Dayton Pirates of Zach Bernard's. These are a Dayton Pirates team that dominates the glass with Howard and Fergus and Lewis and get after you on the perimeter defensively. It's a team that very hard to blow this team out, very hard to even build up a big lead in the game because they're so good defensively. And they've got a number of good three-point shooters who will keep the game close if all else fails. They also are a well-coached team. Ron Hopp does a great job with his kids every year, adjusts his style of play according to the personnel he has, and he's done that again this year. He doesn't have the dominant point guard or the post player that he's had last year when they won a state title. Instead, he has a lot of quickness on the perimeter, and Braden Nowlin and Lucas Finley and Tanner Lewis and Matthew Brodeur, and they really get after those passing lanes. They D you up tight, try to force turnovers, and they just play a really physical style of basketball. And they do have that go-to guy in Tanner Lewis, who is just one of the more fundamentally sound basketball players you're going to see in the state at any level. 6'2", good athlete, nice kid, plays hard, competes hard every game, night in and night out. And Tanner's got a lot of ways he can beat you. He can knock down the three. He can take you to the glass. He'll hit the mid-range shot, but he's not a selfish player at all. He'll distribute that ball. So Nowlin, Brodeur, Lewis, Howard, and Finley, the starting lineup for the number two Dayton Pirates. The Warriors going to be starting their normal starting lineup tonight. That's 5'10 Sam White, 5'10 Zach Blake, the guard tandem that can light you up. They can beat you so many different ways, inside, out, in the transition game, and defensively. Jason Nelson, the do-it-all small forward, 6'2" state high jumping champion. Jason, the playmaker from the wing, who loves to penetrate, kick, or get right to the rim, and just does a lot of little things. You cannot track Jason Nelson's impact by what the box score says. He does so many other things. And then you've got Kodiak Yeager, the post player, comes in at about 6'2". And Kodiak, if he's knocking down that mid-range shot and the three-point shot, he'll really cause you a lot of problems because he can post up anybody on this team, get him into foul trouble, and cause problems for him inside. Kodiak needs to keep his head about him and play very calm tonight, because last time these two teams played, this is a very physical game. We'll see how the officials call it tonight. And then, of course, the fifth starter, Tyler Parr, 6-foot senior, who is probably the best spot-up shooter on the team and loves to be able to be the guy that kind of picks up the garbage out there when the defense overcompensates. All right, we are ready to go. Yeager and Jason Howard chatting it up in the center circle as they wait for the officials to come out. Here they come. So those two will jump it up. Warriors in a pretty defensive posture here, but so is Dayton. I don't think either team knows who's going to get the tap. Howard should at 6'5 with those long arms that he has. And he does win the tap easily. And here comes Nowlin with it. Nowlin works his way left, kicks it out in the corner. Lewis for 3 from there. Good. And just like that, Tanner Lewis shows you why he is one of the best players in the state. Other end, Sam White comes right back. He buries a three going the other way, and we have a 3-3 game on the first two possessions. Lewis and White trading left corner three-pointers. There's a handoff to Brodeur. Brodeur looking for Lewis. Lewis rotates around the top of the key, drives inside, off-balance shot. He's fouled. I don't know if it's Jason or Kodiak. One of those two got him. It's going to be on Jason. That's his first foul. First team foul in the game by either team. Coach Nelson getting a clarification, said he kind of pushed him down low a little bit. Lewis to the line to shoot two. First one bricks that one. Not like Tanner Lewis, normally an outstanding foul shooter. A little bit of adrenaline for both of these teams to get things started. They love to compete against each other. Second one by Lewis, good. It's a 4-3 Dayton lead. Parr will bring it up the middle of the floor here. He's picked up by Howard. Gives it to Blake. Blake working against Nowlin. He's hammered as he drives. I think it's Finley on the reach. It is on Finley, his first. Reaching in, trying to get Blake, give a little help to Nowlin. Sammy calls out the play. He'll inbound left side of the key on the baseline. The Warriors do a double high stack, two on each side of the key. They screen across. They go out top to Jaeger. Jaeger, top of the key, three. No good, little strong there. And Howard clears the board. Ahead to Nowlin. Nowlin crisscrossing across to the right side. Leaves it for Brodeur. Brodeur penetrates, kicks out on the left side to Lewis. Lewis takes a couple dribbles, gets to the foul line. Challenged by Jaeger, buries the shot. Tanner Lewis with all 6 points for Dayton. And he is 2 out of 2 from the field, 1 out of 2 from the foul line so far. Man-to-man defense here by Dayton. White gives it to Parr. Parr gets hammered. No call there on the reach. Kicks it back out to Blake out top. Blake Nowlin on him. Fakes right. Goes left. Pulls up from 18. Good. Zach Blake knocks down the mid-range. And it's 6-5 Dayton. Nowlin running the point for the Pirates. Blake on or White on him. Nowlin gets down on the right baseline. Looks for Brodeur, tipped away by Parr, chased down by Nowlin, out right in front of the Warrior bench here to my right. Warriors going right to left, Dayton with the ball. Lewis with the drive, cut off by Nelson. It's a good matchup there, one to watch all game long. Nowlin pulls up from the foul line and buries a jumper over White, and Dayton still without a miss from the field. Parr goes down low to Jaeger, fumbles it, gets it back, out to Parr. Parr looks at the three, gives it to White. White comes around the top. Working the right side, crosses over, tipped away by Brodeur, and picked up by Jason Howard. Flip it over to Finley for a spot-up three. Good. Lucas Finley with a basket, and it's 11-5 Dayton, as they have yet to miss from the field. White backs it out, takes a three. He's no good. Jaeger puts it back up, no good. Howard clears the rebound. Nelson almost had a steal on the outlet pass. Finley recovers it to Lewis. Lewis cut off by Blake, and Nelson gets back in front of him. Lord of Finley fakes the three, drives. Blake cuts him off. Finley hangs and scores. Nice move by Lucas Finley. It's 13-5. Dayton hitting everything they put up right now. Warriors basketball. Blake goes baseline, misses. Nelson inside, puts it back up and in. Jason Nelson cleaning up the garbage inside. His first basket of the game. Brodeur going the other way. Jump stop, a little awkward. Comes down on 1 foot, hops back up and scores. Brodeur with his first basket. White going the other way. Bumped by Brodeur. Regains control. Flips it out to Howard. A lot of physicality on the drive. They're letting a lot go so far. Parr with it. Spots up. Takes the three. Hit by Howard. Ball tipped out. Parr chases it down. Gets it back. Over to White. White got a zone here now. It's kind of a 3-2. I think it's a man-to-man still, but it looks like a zone the way they play off it. Shovel pass inside to Jaeger. Dribbles it off his foot. Still getting after it. Ball's loose on the floor, and Parr comes out of there with it, and we've got a timeout called by Nelson. See if this is going to be a 30 or a full. See what they're going to call here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. 8-point Dayton lead, 15-7. So far, they're being led by Lewis with 6. Finley has 5. Brodeur and Nowlin with 2 each. I think that's the right number of points there. That is 15. The Warriors have 3 out of White, 2 out of Blake, and 2 out of Jason Nelson. And I don't know that it's better quality looks necessarily Yeah, I guess it is a little bit better. Finley's, both of Finley's looks have been really high quality looks. One was a spot up three. The other was a little drive off the fake from three-point range. Got himself into that mid-range and knocked down the bank shot off the glass. So Lucas Finley, kind of the difference maker in this game. You knew Tanner Lewis was going to bring it. You just never know who else is going to step up and be his offensive complements. But like I mentioned in the pregame, this is really about Dayton playing just incredibly good defense. White looking for something, lobs it in to Parr on the sideline. Howard has him, backs up. Parr still dribbling. Now he drives. Gets in, kicks it out to Blake. Corner three short. Finley with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Nallen. They're out and running. Warriors get back. White cuts him off. There's a hook pass to Brodeur. Out to Lewis. Lewis swings it to Finley. Right corner, Nallen. Great ball movement. There goes baseline. White gets the foul. So Nallen will go to the line to shoot two. Sammy thought he got all ball, but the official doesn't agree. First foul on Sam. Second team foul on the Warriors. 4:07 left to go here in the first quarter, so just about halfway through. Dayton with a 15-7 lead early. Nallen misses the foul shot. We're going to get Josh Wart in the game. He's going to replace Tyler Parr. Parr not effective so far in the game. Hasn't been able to figure out what to do with Jason Howard, all 6'5", and that huge wingspan. Two misses, then Wart boxes out Howard for the rebound. The pass tipped away by Brodeur and out of bounds. Nallen misses a pair. Wart's outlet pass almost picked off by Brodeur. Again, outstanding defensive team, the Dayton Pirates. They're going to play those passing lanes aggressively. And you won't find a more competitive kid than Braden Nallen. He will really get after you. Jaeger pulls up, 18-footer. Good! Podiak Jaeger knocks down the jumper just above the right elbow of the key, and the Warriors are back within six. Brodeur on the right wing, Jaeger guarding him. Out to Lewis. Lewis working off a high screen, drives in, hangs, misses. Blake with the rebound. Great defense by Jason. Ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger pulls up, tough off-balance shot. Wart with the rebound, turns, goes baseline. Should have been a foul on Howard. Got away with one there. There's a pass ahead to Lewis. Lewis goes in. Blake challenges the shot. Lewis gets it up and in. Hard to believe there wasn't a foul as Wart took it up strong. There's a pass down low to Jaeger, stripped away by Lewis. I don't think Jaeger knew Lewis was behind him. Fergus, the big body into the game for Howard, and Bailey West in the game. West can flat out shoot the three. He comes in for Brodeur. So defensively, they don't get any worse with those two going out. They get more physical with West and Fergus in the game. Fergus is going to give Wart some issues in there. Nelson with the drive. Back out. Blake for a 22-footer. Short. Tanner Lewis with the rebound. Blake got a good look there, just couldn't finish the three-point shot. 17-9 Dayton. It's a handoff. That should be an offensive foul. Fergus got away with just taking Blake out right in front of the Warrior bench. Fergus underneath with the offensive putback. No good. Wart pulls out of there with a rebound. Unbelievable that they let Lewis get away with that. Nelson, left angle, three, short. Wart with the rebound, in traffic, goes up. He's fouled. They get this one. Wart really getting banged around in there. He's just going to have to match that physicality. And he's playing against a man in there in Fergus. Fergus, starting quarterback for the Dayton football team. Very physical player. Not a highly skilled basketball player compared to some of the other Pirates, but he's a bruiser in there, and Wart's going to be matching, have to match that physicality. Wart buries the foul shot. Getting him in foul trouble will help. That's Fergus's first. Wart with a second one coming here. 2:44 left to go, first quarter. Second one by Wart. Buries that one as well. Josh Wart with his first two of the game. And it's a six-point Pirate lead, 17-11, 2:40 left to go. Nallen brings it up slowly, looking at a Warrior 2-3 zone here. It's a kick back to Nallen on the right wing. Starts to drive in, kicks it out. West fakes the three, goes baseline. They find Lewis in the middle. Lewis up and under. His pass knocked away. White with the steal. White controls it down the right sideline. Bounce pass over to Blake. Blake takes it in. His pass blocked. His shot blocked. Excuse me. Bailey West came across with a great block, but he blocked it off the backside of the support system, and so it'll be Warrior basketball. Great hustle. A good pass from Sam White to Zach Blake, streaking down the left side. Bailey West with a better play. So lob into Ward out top. Fergus gives him a little room. Lob inside. Jaeger pass knocked away. Or the ball knocked away out of his hands and out of bounds as he tries to go up with it. That defense just collapsed on him. Warriors basketball, they box it up. White will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Gets it into Jaeger. Out to Nelson. Nelson fakes left, goes right all the way in. He's fouled. That's Fergus's second. And that'll get Fergus probably out of the game and Howard back in, I would think. We're in the first quarter. Fergus now has two fouls. That's the third team foul against Dayton. That'll put Jason Nelson on the line to shoot two. Chance to cut this six-point lead down a little bit. Nelson misses the first. Jason, an excellent foul shooter. Brick that one off the back of the rim. Here comes Howard to the scorer's table. They'll get him into the game to replace Fergus. And Brodeur will come back in and replace Finley. Lucas Finley goes out with 5 points. Been a big part of this Dayton offense here in the first half, first quarter. Nelson hits the second one. 3 points in the game for Jason. 17-12, Pirate lead as we come up on the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. Nowlin works towards the left side of the floor. Cross-court pass to Brodeur against this 2-3 zone. Down low to Howard. Howard cut off by Nelson. Picks up his dribble, looking for something. Cross-court to Nowlin. Pulls out a 22-footer. No good. Wart tips it once. And Blake comes out of there with it. Tries to pass it ahead, and he is fouled. He was trying to get it ahead to Jaeger on the break. It's going to be the fourth team foul. This one's going to be on Bailey West, his first. Minute 45 left to go. First quarter, Warrior basketball here at half court. Warriors going right to left. Warrior bench down to my right here as I sit behind the scorer's table. White with it out top. Man-to-man defense for Dayton. They seg way off of Jason Nelson. The pass goes to Nelson. Back out to White. White. Dribbled back over to Nelson. Trying to go inside. Nothing there. Go high post to Jaeger. Puts it on the floor. Back to Nelson. Now to White out top. White works off a little screen from Jaeger. Still looking for something. Now penetrates in. Up and under. Can't finish it. Howard high for the rebound. Howard pushes it ahead to West. Bailey West, middle of the floor. Right side to Brodeur. Fakes the three. Hands it to West. He wanted the three. Not there. Now he takes a dribble. Got away with a little walk there. I think misses the shot. Nelson missed time. Howard missed time to jump. Nelson tips it over to Jaeger. 17-12, a minute to go in the first quarter. Warriors down 5. Blake gets the play call from Coach Nelson. Now gives it to White at the center circle. He sets things up. Makes sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. Wart on the right wing with it. Pops out to Jaeger out top. Swings it to Nelson. Now to Blake on the left corner. Blake starts to work. Wanted to go to Wart. Didn't get it to him. Now to White out top. Sammy, between his legs, steps back, dribbles past his guy, tried to shuffle past, and Howard got a hand on it. The right idea. Nowlin in the open floor takes it up and puts it up and in. Braden Nowlin with a fast break. They turn defense into offense very quickly. 19-12, Warriors down 7, and the ball, 20 seconds to go. Blake with it, working on Nowlin. Crosses over, gives it up to Nelson. Down in the corner to Jaeger on the right side. Wants to go inside, takes a couple of dribbles, steps back, takes a three, no good. Wart tips it, Nowlin with the ball, ahead to Lewis. Tanner Lewis drives, gets past Blake, takes it in, high off the glass and in at the buzzer. So the Warriors with a bad last minute go from being down 6 to being down 9, or down 5, excuse me, to being down 9 as we head into the second quarter. This is Amity Warrior basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorize shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you're listening to us from. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School, where the Warrior boys are trailing the Dayton Pirates 21-12 after the first quarter. It was a 17-12 game, and the Warriors had the ball with a chance to cut into it, and a couple of turnovers, missed shots. A turnover to missed shot led to 4 quick points And we went from a five-point game to a nine-point game just like that, as Dayton shows you how to play that transition game. But once again, starts on the defensive end for Dayton. They're not the most gifted offensive team. They're good, but they're not near the offensive team that a lot of other schools are. But defensively, they're as good as we're going to see all year. White and Blake out top with it. White now down in the corner to Wart. Wart drives, stripped away, stolen by Howard. Josh a little loose with that handle there. West with it. Lewis with it. Stolen by Nelson. I'm not sure what Lewis was doing. He wanted to hand it off, went behind his back, and Nelson stole it from him. Nelson takes it in, goes into traffic. No foul, out to Blake. Blake drives in, jump, loses it down on the floor. Ball still loose, pulled out of there by Nowlin. Ahead to Lewis. Lewis on the right wing. Drives in. Got away with a little Euro step there. Travel maybe. Laid it up and in. Tanner Lewis with a nice move. He has 12 in the game. White pulls up, takes a quick three at the other end. No good. Chases down his own rebound. Sammy out to Blake. Warriors are getting out physical, and they're not responding likewise. There's a pass from Nelson down low to Tommy Jackson into the game. And Tommy says, give me a bounce pass. Nelson just turned and fired that ball waist high, and Jackson couldn't handle it. Warriors in danger of letting this one slip away early here. They're down 11. They're going to have to do this on the defensive end as the offense struggling a little bit right now. Bailey West with it. Dribbles around the top of the key. Hands it to Brodeur. Brodeur kicks it out. There's a corner three for Lewis. Good. Tanner Lewis showing that he's the best player on the floor tonight. So far, he's got 15 in the game, and he has just been dominant. Nelson almost knocked away. Gets it to White. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Good. Sammy White answering. Six for Sammy. 26-15. Warriors get it back down to 11. It's just 14 a moment ago. But they're going to need a better defensive effort. It's not the offense that's going to win this. They're going to have to do it on the defensive end. Howard down low. Working on Jackson. Turns. Goes to the right hand. Nothing there. Hooks it up with the left hand. No good. And the Warrior fans go a little. Enjoy that missed shot by the former Warrior. Wart to Blake. Blake works the left side, gets in low, lays up with the left hand, can't get it. Jackson puts it up and in. Tommy Jackson doing what Tommy Jackson does with an offensive rebound and a putback for two. The Junkyard Dog making his return here on senior night. Lewis with it. Out top by the center circle. Nelson on him. Lewis gets past him, pulls up in the lane. Eight-footer, buries it. Tanner Lewis, crafty, 17. And taking on one of the better man defenders in the state, Jason Nelson. And so far, it's been the Tanner Lewis show. Blake, corner three, no good. Nelson gets up, takes the rebound away, and gets bumped hard by Lucas Finley. No call on that. Jackson out, Jaeger in. So Tommy getting a couple of minutes here. Tyler Parr going to make his return as well. And I think he's going to get Zach Blake out for a break. So on the floor for the Warriors, Nelson, Parr, Jaeger, Wart, and White. So good size out there, but the Warriors need to do something on the defensive end and then score. There's pass inside to Wart. It's knocked away by Howard's long arms. Wart with it. Got to be strong with it. Gets it out to Nelson. Nelson drives to Jaeger on the baseline. Down low to Wart off his hands. Parr gets it out in the left corner. Parr works left. Nothing there. West on him. Parr. Bounce pass to White. White working on Nowlin. They're going to come out and try to trap him. White dribbles away from it. White, now he's trapped, goes corner to Parr, fakes the shot, drives in, pulls up, off balance, misses. Wart with the rebound, puts it up. He's fouled. Josh Wart had the putback, got bumped a little on the way up and couldn't finish. Jason Howard with his first foul, fifth team foul. Warriors are down 11, 5 minutes to go in the first half of this one. It felt like it was slipping away there for a minute. Warriors have responded here. Wart misses the free throw, though. Finley back in, West out. So they get maybe a little bit better in terms of the defensive end and the offensive end with Finley in. He's a little more athletic, a little longer than West, able to get his shot off easier. And Wart misses the second one as well. Ball's loose. Howard comes out of there with it. So Josh Wart misses a chance to cut this down. Brodeur at the other end lays it up and in. Nobody got back on defense. Good pass ahead to Matthew Brodeur. It's 30-17. Warriors with a mental breakdown there. White to Nelson down in the corner. Floater by Jaeger is good. Kodiak Jaeger drove from that left corner. Floated it along the baseline from about 6 feet up and in. Nice soft touch by Kodiak. Back to an 11-point game, 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Lewis takes a quick trigger three, no good. Finally, he misses a shot. It was a pretty good look, maybe just a little quick of a trigger there. Parr with it on the left wing. Crosses over, gets bumped, gives it up to Nelson. Nelson loses it, gets it back. Strong with the ball, kicks it out to Parr on the left wing. He drives baseline. Bounce pass, Wart. His shot blocked by Howard. Gets it back, and he's fouled. First one, great block by Jason Howard. Wart just a little slow going up, and Howard's long, 6'5", with good long arms. His dad down here to my left cheering on Jason. That's going to be on Finley, I guess. They called him for the reach-in. It wasn't on Howard, so second on Finley. Wart hits the first one. So he's hit two and then missed two, and now he's back on the right track here. One more for the freshman. It's up and buries it. So 4 points for Josh Wart, and the Warriors cut it down to 9, 30-21. Just need to chip away at it here in the second quarter, make it reasonable at halftime. Lewis to Brodeur. Brodeur comes across the top of the key, hands it to Finley out top. Center circle. Finley works left a little bit, comes back. Now he goes hard left, kicks it out in the corner to Brodeur. Fakes right, left, goes right, out to Nowlin, top of the key, drives in. High over Wart, no good. Oh, it did drop in. It didn't look like it was going to, but after it rolled around a little bit, it dropped down. And a bad pass by Jason Nelson throws it over the head of Sam White. Sam, with good hops, couldn't come down with it. 3.5 to go here, second quarter, 32-21. And this Pirate defense is taking a little wind out of the Warrior crowd here. Lewis dancing around, gets into the lane, still driving, bounce pass to Howard, struggles to handle it, hooks on the baseline, got away with it. Lewis takes the pass, collects it, tries to go up. It should have been a foul on Howard. He's hooking as he's going in, but Coach Nelson needs to work the official on that one if he's going to get that call. Foul's going to be on the ground. It's on Tyler Parr, his first. Blake in, and Nelson takes his first break of the game. 3:22 left to go, second quarter. 32-21 Pirates on the back of their defense. They go right corner to Brodeur for three. No good. Howard tips it, and Lewis comes up with it. Out to Nowlin, and we're going to have a reach-in foul on Wart as he tips the ball away from Howard. His first foul. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. So they'll inbound again. Pirates will. Left side of the key on the baseline. Lewis triggering it in. Gets it into Nowlin. Nowlin gets out to the left wing. Kicks it out to Brodeur out on top with it. They go right corner to Lewis. He drives baseline. Puts the brakes on. Kicks it out in the corner. Nowlin for three short. And the rebound pulled down by Finley. Gives it to Brodeur. Brodeur with a Euro step kicks out to Nowlin for another three. No good. Blake with the rebound. So the Warriors escape that time down the floor after giving up a couple of good looks from three-point range. Blake gets inside. Hooks it up with the left hand. No good. Wart with the rebound. He puts it up. He's fouled by Jason Howard trying to block everything in sight down there. That's his second. Seventh team foul on the Pirates. That'll put Wart back to the line where he is 4 out of 6 so far tonight. Not able to finish inside, but he's been able to draw some fouls. Wart front rims it, but gets the shooter's roll and knocks it down. Howard out, West in, so they get a little shorter in. This first time Howard's been out this game. 2:43 left to go, first half. 10-point game, Wart second one, perfect. Josh Wart with 6 points, all of them from the foul line. And the Warriors have it back down to 9. See if they can get a defensive stop here. Nowlin goes right side to West. West looking for Lewis. Nothing there. Hits Brodeur as the second cutter. Brodeur goes past everybody. Missed the shot. He was intimidated there. I think he thought that was Wart. It was actually Parr coming across. I don't think he was going to block his shot. Blake to White on the right side. White, Parr, top of the key. Three-pointer. No good. Looked good, but it wasn't. West ahead to Finley. Saves it back into Brodeur. His shot blocked by Wart out of bounds. Nice job by Josh Wart. Finley just had to chase that ball down. Made a good save to get it back into a teammate. Knew where Brodeur was somehow. But a good job by Josh Fort trailing the play to knock that ball out of bounds. Lewis to inbound. Lobs it in to Nowlin. Nowlin working against his 2-3 zone. Little floater, no good. Parr with a rebound on the air ball. Parr ahead to Blake. Left wing. Drives in. Comes out. Reverse lay and misses it. Tip once by Jaeger. By Parr, no good. Or by Wart, no good. And the rebound pulled out by Finley Warriors with two chances right point blank on the putback. Couldn't do it. Lewis fakes the three. Pulls up at the foul line. Buries it. Tanner Lewis with another basket. He has a bunch in this game. 17, 19, I think now, if my numbers are quick there. We're going to have a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. This is the home of Amity Warrior Basketball, KOIC, McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 1:44 left to go, second quarter. Warriors find themselves down 11. It's been the Tanner Lewis show so far in the first half. 19 points for Lewis as he carries the offense. And on the defensive end, it's been a collective effort for these Pirates. They do such a good job defensively of not giving up open looks. It's really hard to get an open three against the Warriors, or against the Pirates. The Warriors have struggled with that. Blake out by the Warrior head, gives it up to Parr by the center circle. Swings it over to White, left angle. White, the crossover, a couple of times, now hands it to Jaeger. Jackson in the game also. Jaeger looking at this 2-3 zone here for the first time. There's a screen from Jackson. Parr gets through the double to White for three, no good. Weak side rebound, Blake starts out to the corner. Now tries to kick it out. Parr knocks it loose. Parr gets it back, pulls up at the foul line, no good. Jackson battling. Jaeger with the rebound. The ball knocked away, and Lewis comes out of there with it. And then we get a reach-in foul on Blake, I think. Warriors just cannot buy anything inside. Active hands by the Pirates, and not a lot of touch fouls being called inside. And Coach Nelson wants a 30-second timeout, in part because he wants to say something to the official. It's going to be a 30. We're going to stay right here. Warriors so far, balanced scoring. Josh Ford with six, Sam White with six. Jaeger has four, Nelson three, Blake and Jackson two. The real problem in there is how many missed shots the Warriors have had inside, or if not a missed shot, losing the ball. And you can just see some frustration on the face of some of the Warriors as they're being physical inside, banging that glass, trying to get the ball up, and there's a lot of reaching and slapping down low that's not being called. The Warriors just have to get that ball up higher sooner. You're getting the call when you're up high more often. You're not getting it down low with these officials. As most Dayton Amity games go, very, very physical. I've been here for 6 years, and every year, doesn't matter who's on the floor for these two squads, it's been a physical battle. And that's just the style of game Dayton's going to play. Not going to give you any leverage out there, make you think you can get away with anything. Lewis drives, little floater on the baseline, banks it up and in. 21 in the first half for Lewis. They're up 13. Warriors ball, and they just don't have any answer for Lewis. Nelson not in the game, but he was struggling too. Jackson down low, can't handle the pass. It's West in the open court, leaves it for Nowlin. Nowlin short arms that one. Jackson with the rebound. White pushes up the left side, crosses over, gets inside, tries to kick it back out. It's slapped away. And that's been the problem the Warriors have had. They just can't control that ball against these active hands. Blake out top, drives, kicks it in the corner to Jackson. Out to Parr. Parr, spot up three, right angle. Good! Tyler Parr with his first basket, and it came at an opportune time, cutting the lead to 10 with 15 seconds. It'll be Tanner Lewis taking the last shot, I'm quite certain. Lewis with the ball, 8 seconds to go. Lewis looking for a screen, works right, pulls up, top of the key, three, no good. Jaeger tips it, Brodeur gets it. Out in the corner, Nowlin puts up a gamble, three there, no good. Just heaving it up there, and we are at halftime. Warriors down 36-26 at the end of the first half. We're going to take a quick break and be back with some scoring totals for you here. Warriors and Pirates. 10-point game, Pirate lead at halftime on KLYC McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
All right, folks, welcome back to Amity Warriors Dayton Pirates boys varsity game. About 8.5 minutes to go here left in halftime. Going to have a $10,000 half-court shot here. Tom Howard signing the paperwork right now. It was his ticket that was drawn out. And Tom, just kind of in awe of the moment. You don't get a lot of these chances. The former Amity Warriors basketball coach, got some JV here, assistant varsity coach. And Tim Harsman, Derek Barnett giving him some final instructions. So 42 feet, 9-inch shot is what he has to do. Tom with the ball. Tom, of course, played some college basketball. 6 feet, 8 inches. Strong guy. Getting it there won't be a problem. Shooting towards the new end of the gym. Here goes Tom. Takes a couple of dribbles and a deep breath. Eyes it. Little smile, takes a little gamble, throws it up there, and it's wide left by about 6 feet. So Tom had his chance at 10 grand, couldn't make it work. And that was a fundraiser for the junior class. Tim Harsma, the sponsor of that from Country Insurance, really appreciate him doing that. And that was kind of a fun little event, a once-yearly thing that hopefully we'll be able to do again each season now. So halftime, we've got a 36-26 Dayton lead. It's been the Tanner Lewis Show. He has 21 points in the game. Talking with Arvie Nelson, Arvie said, I think he's only missed maybe two or three. I'm going to go with two. I can only remember two shots that Tanner missed in the first half. Three if you include the front end of his two free throws. But 21, he's got 2 3-pointers, 7 2-pointers, and 1 out of 2 from the foul line. 6 points for Braden Allen, 5 for Lucas Finley, and 4 for Matthew Brodeur. But mainly in the second quarter, it was just Tanner Lewis taking over the game. The Warriors balanced scoring 6 each for White and Wart, 4 for Kodiak Yeager, 3 for Parr and Nelson, and 2 each for Zach Blake and Tommy Jackson. All right, we've got about 6.5 minutes to go. I'm going to take a break here, give my vocal cords a little rest before hopefully what proves to be a very exciting second half of basketball. And especially if you're a Warriors fan, hopefully it's very exciting. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on Yamhill's finest radio station, KLYC McMinnville.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the 3 most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newberg Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Minute and a half to go here before the start of the third quarter. Warriors down 10, and they had to withstand an absolute offensive juggernaut that was Tanner Lewis in the first half. You know, we've seen some pretty good offensive performances. Remember my first year here, or maybe my second year, there was a young man drilling a three-pointers as a freshman, Zach Bernards, and a pretty impressive young player. And we saw some pretty good offensive outbursts from him over the years, but I don't know that any of them were any more impressive than what Tanner Lewis has done. He really doesn't have a lot of help, just role players around him, and he's found a way to get his shot over and over and over again, and he's made if you give him the three, he'll bury that. If you make him put the ball on the floor, he'll go left, he'll go right. He pulls up, uses the glass. He's a little bit of a throwback type of shooter in that he doesn't mind the mid-range game. He can finish at the rim, and then, of course, he adds that distant shot. And when they won the state title last year, out there playing with Bernards, the best player on the floor in the fourth quarter for Dayton in that championship game against De La Salle North Catholic was definitely Tanner Lewis. He was the guy that consistently was able to, over and over again, get into the lane, knock down the tough shot, hit the mid-range, and took a lot of pressure off of Bernards. All right, here we go. Nallum with the ball. Gives it up to Finley. He hands to Lewis. Nelson on him. Lewis drives left, spins back to the right, hangs in the lane, misses that one. Those are the shots he was making. Jaeger can't corral the rebound. Nallum gets it back to Howard. Howard kicks it to Finley. Finley reverse laying up and in. Warriors had a chance to get a stop there and failed to corral the rebound. Blake, Warriors down 12. Blake on the left wing, out to Parr out top. Tyler, back to Zach. Blake on the left wing, starts to drive, gets in deep, shovels it to Jaeger. Jaeger can't handle the pass, and Lewis with the steal. So twice to start the quarter, Jaeger's had balls go off his hands, one on both ends of the floor. Finley on the left wing, Parr on him. Finley backs it out, gives it to Brodeur. Brodeur, everybody knows their role in this Dayton team. Brodeur drives, hangs, misses. Jaeger can't hang on to the rebound, but finally gets it after he dropped it to Parr. And Coach Nelson says, Kodiak, two hands. Parr dribbles through the double, kicks it back out. Wide open three for White. Good! Sammy White stepping into the three-pointer. Great job, Tyler Parr, creating that by drawing a little bit of a double team. Got through it and then kicked it out. It's a nine-point game. Nallum, center circle, White on him. Works off a screen by Howard. Nallum pulls up, takes the three, air balls that one out of bounds. Nope, saved back in. Nelson was going to let it go. Goes to Howard. Howard misses Jaeger with the rebound. Jaeger ahead to Nelson. Hop working the official. He says he was straight up. Nelson to Jaeger. High post. Out to Parr. Right corner three. Good! Tyler Parr hits his second three, and it's a six-point game. Hop shaking his head down here to my left. Gets it under control. Looks to Allen, says run the offense. Don't take that three again. Gets it to Lewis. Lewis is the offense. Hands off to Brodeur. Brodeur misses the runner. Nelson with a rebound. Parr not happy about Brodeur hanging on to him. Goes ahead. There's Blake on the breakout. He lays it in. Zach Blake with a bucket. It's a four-point game. Parr wasn't happy with Brodeur. Says Brodeur hit him in the face. Finley backs it out. Left wing. This crowd waiting to explode here for the Warriors. Finley crosses over. Gets in. Bumped on the drive. No shot. He hit it. But no shot. He was bumped on the dribble. Coach Nelson talking to Jaeger, saying, that's you. You got to come across and help defense there. Parr can't let him go right. And we've got, officials are just switching positions. I wasn't sure what was going on. They're going to switch high-low there. They're supposed to alternate baseline and out top. Lewis to trigger it in. Lobs it out on top to West. Swings it left side, Nallum. He drives, gets in the lane, hooks it out in the corner. Lewis puts up a three from the right corner. Good. Tanner Lewis. Not going to stop him by leaving him alone to the three-point line. They lost him after the inbound there. Parr out top, back to a seven-point game, gives it to Blake. Blake spins, squares up on Nallum, starts to drive, now goes baseline, gets underneath, reverse lane, up and in, Zach Blake! Just determined, found his way, and then White knocks the ball loose. They're going to say it went off of Nallum. Warrior basketball! Sammy White tipping the inbounds pass off of Nallum. The official was not in a good position to make the call. I'm not even sure he was really paying attention. He saw it, I think, out of the corner of his eye. West over there arguing his case. Warriors basketball after all that. The other official was down at the other end of the court, so he really couldn't see. Blake with it. Swings it right side to White. White on the right wing. Spins back to his right hand now. Picks up his dribble. looking for some help. Goes to Blake. Blake right in front of the scorer's table here. Crosses over. Goes past Nallen. There's a foul on Nallen. Nallen hand checking there. Arm checking, whatever you want to call it. Nallen gets his first foul of the game. First team foul. Warriors down 41-36 and the ball. Sam White with it. Man-to-man defense by the Pirates. Wes has White. Nallen has Blake. White draws the double. Stripped away. Stolen by Wes. Trying to do too much with the dribble. Wes takes it in. Reverse lay-in. Rim check. Nallen with the rebound. He puts it up and in. Trying to do too much with the dribble. Got himself into trouble there that time. Sammy did. Kodiak on the left wing. Hits par on the high post. Crosses over. Gets inside. Scoops it up. No good. White high for the rebound. He backs it out to Blake. Blake crosses over, goes to the side, bounce pass out to Jaeger. Almost a travel or a jump ball there. White, top of the key with it now. Steps back, 23-footer short. Ball loose inside. West with it, throws a great outlet pass, and West breaks out. Bailey Lewis, I'm sorry, with the rebound. I'll get it right. You know what I'm talking about. Tanner Lewis to Bailey West. He gets the basket. Underneath, Jaeger, ball stolen by Lewis. And then Nelson fouls Lewis on the drive. What was a 4-point game, now back to 9. Parr going to come out, I think. Nope. It's going to be Jaeger out and Wart in. 4 minutes gone, halfway through here, the third quarter. 45-36, Dayton up. Warriors had it down to 4, giving up some points here. But I guess they had it down to 5. I take it back. Finley on the right wing, loses it, gets it back to West, fakes the three, lobs inside to Howard. Howard turns, finger rolls it up and in. Got Ward out of position. Jason Howard, his first basket of the game, and it's back to an 11-point game. Other end, Parr misses the three. Warriors are quick shooting instead of running their offense, and here come the Pirates in the open floor. Pull up. Now, and his shot blocked by Blake. Ward with the rebound. Parr to Blake. Blake wisely slows it up. Still an 11-point game. It was 10 at halftime. The Warriors had this on a little Warrior run there, and Dayton has responded with some great defense and some open court scoring. White drives baseline, gets all the way in, misses the lay-in. Wart with the rebound, and it goes off of Howard and out of bounds. Michael Duncan coming in. He's going to get, I think, Sammy a break. Fergus in. He gets Howard. 3:17 left to go. Warrior basketball, Duncan in the game. Michael's a shooter. They go out to Blake, right corner, fakes the three. Now he drives baseline, hangs, gives it to Nelson, tips it back to Blake. Blake, wheeling and dealing, turns, can't hit the shot. Wart battling, West saves it off of Wart and out of bounds. Good job by Bailey West. Coach Nelson calling out for some full court pressure, I think, here. Nallen with it. Token pressure. Warriors back off a little bit. Nallen penetrates, kicks out left wing. Lewis fakes the three, drives in, hangs, misses that one. Blake with the rebound, and he's fouled by Tanner Lewis. That's a little frustration foul there. I'm sure Tanner felt like he should have had that hanging in the lane there. Got the move he wanted. Faked the three, got a couple of dribbles, hung it about 6 or 8 feet from the rim there, banked it just a little too hard, and then the ball was tipped by Wart, corralled by Blake, and Lewis, a little frustrated, reached in with a foul. Just his first foul of the game. Two team fouls on both. Nelson hands it to Duncan. High post, Wart. Wart turns, drives on Fergus, tries to go to Nelson. Stolen by Finley, fouled by Nelson. Coach Nelson saying to Josh, turn, go to the basket. That's your shot. Don't pass that ball. You take it in strong. Slaps his hand, gives him five, and says, let's go get it. Third one on Jason Nelson, third team foul on the Warriors. The atmosphere was really picking up as the Warriors had this down to a 41-35 game, or 41-36 game, 6-0 run by Dayton has changed that feel. Lewis gets past Nelson, hangs. He's blocked and fouled by Wart. Tanner Lewis just hanging in the air. Got past Nelson in the full court. Nelson didn't want to foul. Jason's frustrated. Warriors looking for where's the help defense there on Lewis. It got there late. Wart challenged the shot but got a piece of the arm. Tanner Lewis to the line. He's got 24 in the game. And now he has 25 in the game. One more for the senior. He's got a couple of state championship appearances. Got a ring last year. I don't know if he got a ring as a sophomore, a freshman or not. I think they won it that year. I'm not sure if he was varsity then. Nelson in the corner with it. Starts to drive. Backs it out. Finley on him. Finley, good defender. Cuts off Nelson. Nelson crosses over. Gets inside on Fergus. Hooks a pass to Wart. Wart bobbles it. Can't hang on to it. And chase down Duncan. And it's going to be a foul, I think, on Bailey West. Maybe Tanner Lewis. Duncan hustling after the loose ball. It is on West, his second. Par out. Sam White back in. 2:14 to go. Warriors down 13. And again, this has been the offense not being able to finish in the paint. Nelson drives, kicks to Michael Duncan. He goes baseline out of Wart in the high post. Wart goes left, flips, loses the ball over his head as Finley came across to help. He's got to recognize where that double's coming from sooner. West to Lewis. Lewis hands off. Finley back to Lewis, right corner, fakes the three, goes left, steps back for a deep two and buries it. That is one impressive basketball player. He's got 28 in the game now, and they've got their biggest lead of the game at 15. White with it, top of the key, working on Lewis, starts to drive. West comes across to help. Now White flips it over to Nelson, almost out of bounds. Sam frustrated talking to Coach Nelson on the weak side here. Jason out to White on top. And now Coach Nelson wants a timeout. Warriors really struggling here on the offensive end. Just indecisive. The double is coming. Every time they put the ball on the floor, there's going to be a double team coming. But the Warriors are slow to recognize where it's coming from, and they're not making the passes they need to make. So Coach Nelson now talking with the official a little bit. It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Minute 21 left to go. Third quarter. Warriors find themselves down 15. This was a five-point game and 10 straight by the Dayton Pirates to open this lead up, and it's been the defensive end. It's not that anything the Pirates are doing is super impressive on the offensive end. It's basically Tanner Lewis and everybody else as part of the support cast. So I only see four white jerseys on the floor. So there's a little confusion here. So he has to stay. Tyler Parr didn't get to the bench quick enough, so he has to stay. Josh Wart has to remain in the game until the next dead ball. Wart struggling here inside in this game. He's got six out of eight from the foul line, but has not been able to get any field goals in the game and hasn't scored in the second half. So back to man-to-man defense, and there's a lot of help and trapping out of that man-to-man defense. Ron Hoff's done a good job of getting this defense ready to play this game. They have known their assignments and done well. Wart goes down low to Jaeger. Jaeger turns. He's doubled to White. Elbow jumper. No good. Jaeger battling Lewis. Lewis gets the ball. Lewis in the open floor, almost lost it, spins away. Now he has it all the way to the rim, lays it up, and misses that one. And Kendrick with the rebound, Finley with the rebound, excuse me. Nallen inside, lays it up, he misses. Blake high for the board, and he's fouled. I think that's going to be on Fergus, making contact with Blake while he was in the air. Fergus not exactly a crowd favorite here. Kind of has a little bit of a tough guy look out there, does the whole man bun thing, a little bit of unshaven look, but he's a big kid too. He's a solid 6'2", 6'3", somewhere in that neighborhood, and well-built kid. Like I said, not the highest skilled basketball player, but he knows how to rebound and play defense, and he's not afraid to make some contact in there. He's done a good job defensively against the Warriors. Jaeger on the right wing, Lewis on him. Jaeger goes out to Parr. Parr Not really sure what to do. Now goes to Blake. Blake to a popping out White. White starts to drive, gets inside, ball knocked away and out of bounds. Bailey West with a good defensive play. And again, the offensive sets for the Warriors just look discombobulated. A lot of indecisiveness, and they looked good earlier this quarter, but I'm not sure what adjustments Dayton made. There's a bad lob pass inside. Jaeger, too high for Jaeger, and picked off by Nallen. 15 seconds. I think they're going to play for one shot here. West with it. Or not West, excuse me. Lewis with it. Down low to Fergus. Loses the ball out of bounds. He was shoved. No call there. He's frustrated. I think Parr might have given him a little shove. 6.1 seconds left here in the quarter. Warriors down 15 after a 10-0 run by Dayton to answer an Amity run that got him within 5. Tyler Parr, top of the key, pulls up, short. Couldn't get a good shot off Fergus with a good challenge. So Warriors were down 10 after 1. Now they find themselves down by 15 after they were outscored 15-10 in this quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinnville will be right back.
99W as it enters Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School, where the Warriors are unfortunately being way too kind of a host to the visiting Dayton Pirates. Pirates with a 15-point lead as we head into the fourth quarter. They were up 10 at halftime. The Warriors cut that down to 5 about midway through the third quarter, and then a 10-0 run to end the quarter by the Pirates leave us with our current situation. And the Warriors better figure out something on the offensive end tonight, because they have had no answers. Now, when they played this game over earlier this month in Dayton, it was a 66-60 game. The Warriors' offense was much better most of that game. Tonight, it has been a struggle. Parr, top of the key, swings it over to White on the left wing. Now he finds Jaeger down low. Jaeger, step back, 2, no good. Howard with the rebound. Hands it off to Lewis. Tanner Lewis brings it up. Swings it out in the corner to Brodeur. Back to Lewis out top. Lewis directing traffic back to Brodeur. They want to go inside to Howard. Good job by Jaeger to stop that. Nallen with the drive. Gives it to West. There's a steal. Nelson in the open floor. And that should be an intentional foul. Lewis not making a play on the ball. Reaching from behind and grabbing the arm of Nelson. I think this will be 2 in the ball. If so, that was just not a very smart play. Yep, it is. So that's going to be 2 shots in the ball. So who are they going to put on the line? That'll be Nelson headed to the line. He had the breakaway. Tanner Lewis trying to stop the momentum there, reached out and just grabbed the elbow and the forearm of Nelson from behind. Jason to the line, misses the first. Warriors have not shot the ball particularly well from the foul line tonight. Not horrible, but not great. Nelson 1 out of 3 tonight. Now he's 2 out of 4. But the Warriors will get the ball back. So 14-point game. Chance for an extra basket here on this trip. They'll get the ball underneath the basket, left side of the key on the baseline. White will trigger it in. Starters are in for the Warriors. Parr, Jaeger, Nelson, Blake, and White. Bounce pass to Jason, stolen by Bailey West. So the inbound from White, not successful there. Nallen pulls up, 10-footer, buries it at the other end. And so the Warriors had a chance to cut into that lead. They find themselves down by more now. Low post, Jaeger to Parr. Parr, foul line, drives, left hand blocked by Howard, and the ball, loose ball pulled up by Tanner Lewis. Jaeger bumps into him as they head up the floor. Lewis didn't like it, but basically just trying to stop the fast break. And Lewis not happy with it, saying Jaeger did something flagrant there. And Jaeger said, I was just going for the ball. Might have been a little bit more than going for the ball, but he wanted to also make sure that Lewis didn't get a fast break out of it. He didn't even knock Lewis down. So it was a hard bump, but it wasn't a dangerous bump. It wasn't something that could have led to a player getting hurt. West out and Lucas Finley back in. Warriors down 16, 7 minutes to go. Nowlin with it. Goes left, hands off to Finley. Finley on the weave to Brodeur. Now to Nowlin. Nowlin pulls up, back to Brodeur. Brodeur weaves it to Lewis. Lewis, top of the key, drives right, takes it all the way in, lays it high off the glass and in. Warriors have no answer for Tanner Lewis tonight, making him look like the best player in the state. And he might be the best player in the state, but they're making sure that he looks like it tonight. He is, and a lot of that is on Tanner Lewis, just shooting the ball fantastically, making great decisions. He's a 6'2 kid with a good handle, elevates well, can finish a number of different ways, and he works his tail off on the defensive end also. There's really not much not to like about Tanner Lewis as a basketball player. And from my understanding, talking to kids, good kid too. Blake starts to drive. Nowlin gives him an arm. No call there. Gets it to Parr. Parr down the middle. He's fouled. Ooh, and couldn't get the end one. And now Jaeger and Lewis mixing it up. Lewis walking away from it. And I think that's going to be a technical on Jaeger. You got to get him out of there. Kodiak. I didn't see what happened before, but I saw Kodiak give him a shove. He's going to get teed up. And that should actually be a technical against... it's interesting, the officials don't call this, but they should. As soon as that technical was called, a couple of Dayton players begin to clap kind of in the faces and towards Amity players, which should be unsportsmanlike, and officials need to crack down on that stuff because that doesn't help it going forward. Jaeger still talking to Lewis. Lewis trying to leave the bench to come over and confront Jaeger. Parr misses the first foul shot. Warriors not helping themselves here at all. Second one by Parr, good. So he splits a pair after Nelson split a pair. It's a 17-point game, 6:10 left to go. And that'll put Nowlin on the line to shoot the technicals against Jaeger. Makes the first one. There was a maturity about this Dayton team that no matter what's going on in the game, they know where they're going for their shots. And... you know, they do this on the defensive end. The Warriors have 38 points. Jaeger and Blake out, Wart and Hatch in. 6:10 left to go in this one. Tell you what, Dayton not afraid to get physical and mix it up. But really where the difference in this game has been that the Warriors can't solve this Dayton defense at all. Lewis on the left wing. Gives it to West, tries to go to Howard. Howard goes baseline, loses it, gets it back out to West on the left wing. He drives to the foul line, pulls up, out to Finley. Finley drives, hangs, off the glass, no good. Wart tips, Howard with the rebound, and the block shot by Parr. White gets it, scrambling for it, runs into the official, gets it back, brings it across, crosses over, loses it on the dribble, ball knocked away by West. White a little loose with the ball. West leaves it for Finley, finger roll up and in. Lucas Finley has 9 in the game. Warriors, too much dribbling. Nelson, ball knocked away by Lewis from behind. Tanner Lewis with good hands there, knocking the ball away from Jason Nelson as he drove the baseline. As soon as you know you've got past that kid, you know something's coming. It is a 21-point lead now. The Warriors have just not been able to hang on the offensive end tonight. White to inbound. They've had at least 3 turnovers on inbound plays tonight. Nelson comes down with it. He was fouled by West. No call. Nelson bounce pass to Wart. Lays it up and in. Josh Wart, nice pass from Jason Nelson. Wart's first 2 of the second half. He's got 8 in the game. Nowlin to West. West hands back to Nowlin. Drives left side. Pulls up baseline over Wart. No good. Howard with the rebound. Wart had left for help defense. Howard had an uncontested one. They go baseline. Howard airballs it from there. Parr with the rebound. Parr ahead to Wart. Wart drives on Howard. Poked away. Actually, I think Wart just lost it. Nowlin with the steal. Nowlin in the open court. Spins. Hangs. Misses the shot. Ball tipped and saved by Nowlin. Back into Brodeur. Braden Nowlin just everywhere out there. Nowlin now with it. Crosses it over to the center court now to West. West hands off to Brodeur on the left wing. Go down low to Howard, working on White, turns. Wart blocks the shot. White with the rebound. Nice job by Josh Wart on the help defense there. White all the way in, lays it up with the left hand and in. Sammy White with a nice move. He's got 11 in the game, and Coach Nelson wants a timeout. It's a 17-point game, 4:23 to go. My guess is Tanner Lewis, and there he is, coming back into the game. I was just going to say, I'm guessing he doesn't stay out very long. When Lewis isn't on the floor, this Dayton team is pretty mediocre. When Tanner Lewis is on the floor, they can beat anybody. We're going to have a full timeout, so I'm going to take a break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
4:23 left to go, fourth quarter from Amity High School, where the Dayton Pirates lead the Warriors 59-42, 16 fouls on each squad. And now we're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Hopp as his boys weren't quite ready to come back on. I think they're taping some fingers maybe of Jason Howard, taping something on his hand anyway. So we will stay here. Story tonight, two things. The defense of the Dayton Pirates holding the Warriors to 42 points so far in this one, and the offense of Tanner Lewis. Lewis, a critical part of that defense. He plays good defense. I don't know if he's their best defender, but he's right up there. He or Nowlin, I don't know, Finley's a pretty good defender. They're loaded with good defenders. But Tanner Lewis on the offensive end, he had 21 in the first half. He has 9 in this half, so 30 in the game for Tanner Lewis. Like I said, when they won the state championship last year, it was really Tanner Lewis who carried that team in the fourth quarter. 59-42, Pirates up. Warriors come out in some full court trapping here. They get it across to Finley. Finley almost threw it away. Nowlin comes down with it. He throws it away. West cut to the hoop. Nowlin tried to make a no-look pass. He was looking at Lewis to his right, threw it across court. And threw it into about the third row of the bleachers over there. J.J. Howard slash Huber almost had his popcorn upset over there. White, Blake, Warriors need to be patient on offense, but they can't wait too long. Can't run a lot of clock here. They're going to have to get some good looks. They're going to have to find some scores. White works off a little screen. Now high post to Wart. Drives, gets all the way in, lays it up and in. Josh Wart with 10 in the game. 4 in this half. Warriors with a little trap in here. Lewis runs into Nelson, throws away. There's a steal by Josh Wart. Loses the ball, though. He tried to hand it to Blake. Lewis gets it. He misses. Howard puts it up and in. So the Warriors had their chance. Wart had the steal, tried to hand it off to Blake. He wasn't expecting it. Back to a 17-point game. Warriors had a chance to cut that down. Hatch looks at a three, gives it back to Blake. Blake starts to drive, gets to the foul line, down low, back out to Hatch. Hatch for three, no good. Wart with a rebound in traffic, shovels it out to White, and Nowlin steals it. Over to Lewis. And a foul on Hatch as Lewis drives the ball up the floor. So that's going to put Lewis on the line to shoot 1-1. And we're going to get Tommy Jackson back into the game. I think for Josh Wart. 17-point game. Josh out. Nice job by Wart. He gave a little boost of energy there coming out of those timeouts. But also a couple of his passes led to turnovers. And he's going to get it. You know, if this is, if you know nothing about Josh Wart, he's going to develop into a heck of a basketball player. Excuse me. After the missed free throw, Nelson fell down. West ended up with the offensive rebound. Lewis missing a foul shot, second one of the game he's missed. Only weakness in his game tonight. Brodeur hits Nowlin. Nowlin starts to drive, back out to Brodeur in the corner. Little ball fake. Now he lobs down to Howard, down low. Howard, nothing there. Blake blocks it off of Howard. Howard's foot was out of bounds. So Jason Howard in his return to Amity with 4 points. He's got probably 6 or 7 rebounds in the game, a couple of blocks. But offensively, really not a factor at all in this one. 2:43 to go. Warriors need some offense really, really quickly now. Nelson on the left wing, down to Hatch. Hatch dribbles out, ball stolen, but dribbled out of bounds by West. West had the steal on him. And you just cannot underestimate how quick the hands are of West, Nowlin, Lewis. I mean, they just, and a couple other guys, they just really get after the ball. Nelson, right corner three, no good. Jackson battling, tipped a couple times. Brodeur comes down with it. And they pursue the ball so well. Get it ahead to Lewis. Lewis to West. West fakes the three, drives, gets inside, comes up a little short on that. Jackson battling. Fergus gets it. He throws it up off the glass and in. And Tommy Jackson hurt. He is down, took a hard fall. This is his first game back. Fergus with his first basket of the game. And Jackson, coming back off a back injury, just took a really hard fall. And unfortunately, it looks like he's going to have a hard time getting up. He's slow. Tough kid. Blake and White help him off the floor. Nothing dirty about the play. They were just battling down there. And Jackson, always going after every loose ball, took a pretty hard foul. Hop congratulating Tanner Lewis as he comes out of the game. 19-point lead with 2:08 to go. And they're bringing in their first deep sub of the game, number 41, Peyton Garrison, a 6'1 sophomore. McNulty into the game for the Warriors. He replaced Tommy Jackson. Telling McNulty, you got to check in, even if it is an injured player. .208 left to go in this one. White picks it up, brings it across half court. Hands it to Nelson. You got to shoot, and you got to shoot quick. Hatch fakes left, goes right, tries to get it to Blake. Ball knocked away, saves it. Blake can't save it. Off of West and out of bounds. Coach Nelson giving some instructions to Zach Blake across the court. Telling him you got to come to the ball, especially against this defense. They are so active. McNulty out top to Hatch. Hatch looks at a three, goes to White. Top of the key three, short. Hatch with a good rebound. Ball poked away. He gets it back. Now to White. White gets in traffic. Little jump shot. Good from about 8 feet. Sammy White, 13 in the game. West up the right side. Drives, hangs, kicks it back out to Garrison. Now on top, Nallen for three. Good. Braden Nallen with a three-pointer. And it's all academic at this point. 20-point lead. Warriors offense has struggled all night. There's another turnover as McNulty tries to dribble past guys that nobody else on the team could dribble past. There's a loose ball. Nallen, quickest guy on the floor, gets it to Fergus. He misses. He's fouled. I mean, it just, you cannot overstate how active the hands and feet are defensively for Dayton. They just have beat Amity to every loose ball tonight. They've tipped. If you put the ball on the floor and drive, 80% of the time tonight, they've gotten a hand on that. Now, you might get it back, you might not, but it's going to disrupt whatever you're doing. And so it's just taken the whole rhythm out of what the Warriors are doing. Michael Duncan, Wes Streeter, and Tristan Smith into the game for the Warriors. 1:22 left to go in this one. The difference in this game is the defense of Dayton and the offense of Tanner Lewis. Fergus hits one out of two. He's got 3 points in the game. Hatch to McNulty. McNulty fakes the Streeter, goes to Hatch, puts up a 24-footer, no good. And Fergus with the rebound. Fires the pass over to Morales, stolen by Hatch. Hatch in the open floor, lays it up and in. Brian Hatch with a nice defensive play and a basket. Cuts it down to 19. Morales working on Hatch. Fakes left, pulls back, gets the ball in the hands of Hamilton. They go down low to Garrison, knocked away. He gets it back, hook pass down low to Morales. Morales out on top to the other Morales, and he buries a three. That's Jacob Morales, pass from Justin Morales. Hatch out on top to Duncan, hooks it over to Streeter, left corner, McNulty for three, no good. Rebound by Smith. Fakes, takes it up, airballs it over Fergus. 22 seconds left to go in this one. It's a drive by Garrison. Finds Fergus cutting to the basket for two. So the route is on, folks. 72-48 as the Warriors definitely did not come to play with the same intensity or success on either end of the floor that Dayton determined to have tonight. Duncan misses a three, 4.6 seconds left in this one. Final score, folks, is going to be Dayton 72, Amity 48. This was a 10-point game at halftime. 15 after three in the final score. The Warriors lose by 24. Tanner Lewis leading the way with 30 points tonight for the Dayton Pirates. Braden Allen chipping in. He had six at halftime, and he added nine more, so 15 for him. The Warriors were led tonight. Sam White with 13. Josh Wart with 10. Tyler Parr had 7. Zach Blake 6. Jaeger 4. Nelson 4. Jackson and Hatch 2 each. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Tough loss for the Warriors, but there was no doubt who the better team was tonight. Ron Hoppe had his Dayton Pirates ready to play in front of this packed house, and defensively, they put a clinic on, and offensively, it was simply Tanner Lewis and I don't know what you call them, Tanner Lewis and the Lewisettes. His supporting cast does their job and lets Tanner Lewis really shine, and he does that well. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. We'll be back on the air Wednesday from Willamina High School. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a good night, everybody.